Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
And we're going to return now to that speaking rights row, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying in the Dáil that the Dáil will never be the same again after yesterday's events and that he would not allow the opposition to run the government side of the House. Well, we're joined now by Minister for Arts, Culture, Communication, Media and Sport, Patrick O'Donovan. And Minister, you're very welcome. We're told that Ciann Corla, we know that Ciann Corla has been given a deadline to resign or face a no-confidence vote, that no-confidence vote likely to be tabled by the end of the week. What do you make of what's going on?
Good evening, Sarah, and good evening to your listeners. I think the tone of the ultimatum that has been given to the Ciann Corla is a lot like the tone that has been given by Sinn Féin, particularly since the start of this Dáil. You know, make up your mind by the end of the week or else. Like, that's kind of language that harks back to a time in this country that we happily don't have anymore, and we don't live by ultimatums in this country. And I think the behaviour yesterday, you know, I've been in the Dáil 14 years. I never heard the likes of it. I sat beside Micheál Martin, so I could actually hear most of what was said, unlike an awful lot of people who have been on this programme and others who say they couldn't hear what was going on. I heard what Verona Murphy tried to do. I heard what Mary Butler did as the Chief Whip. I heard that Micheál Martin, every time he attempted to speak, was shouted down in an orchestrated fashion that was very choreographed and organised, particularly by Sinn Féin. And it had all the hallmarks of a group of people that were coming in to do what they had tried to do on the day that the Taoiseach was supposed to be elected. So this was part two of a two-part story.
They came in to disrupt the Dáil business, and I think they made it clear in advance that they were going to do that, because they said you, the government side, reneged on your commitment to find a solution that was acceptable to both sides of the House.
No, that's not the case. You see, what they wanted was a solution that was suitable to them, not a solution that was suitable to up to 60 backbenchers of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So it was kind of like a Henry Ford type solution as far as the opposition were concerned. You can have any solution you want as long as this is our solution. And like over the last number of years, the reality is that the smaller groupings in opposition in particular have gotten a disproportionate amount of time. And actually, one of the groups that have done particularly well out of this is the Labour Party in 2016. And, you know, quite honestly, it was one of the parties that most disappointed me yesterday when you consider what happened Joan Burton in 2014 in the height of a water protest. It reminded me of that yesterday.
What's happening at the moment and this line from government that this is about the 60 Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers. Minister, that's nonsense, isn't it?
It's not.
It is nonsense, because this started with backbenchers and ministers coming into the studio and others tying themselves in knots, trying to explain why Michael Lowry is a member of the opposition and therefore should get 10 minutes of speaking time to answer questions in opposition. And then when the Ciann Corla ruled that actually no, he wasn't a member of opposition, because she went and she looked at all his own words about what he said about his role in forming the government and his plan to support the government over the next 5 years, she ruled actually he's not a member of opposition. And it was at that point the government decided, oh, we better look after those poor 60 backbenchers and Michael Lowry to make sure he gets speaking time.
Actually, you're wrong. And unlike you, I was a government backbencher. And unlike Verona Murphy, I was a government backbencher. And I know more than yourself what it's like to have a disproportionate amount of time given to smaller groups who represent a tiny percentage of the population, unlike Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil combined. And this is
so
a rebalance.
You must be devastated Taoiseach's questions being cut in half then.
Sorry. This is a rebalancing of something that has been allowed to go on for far too long, to be quite honest about it, and is disproportionate in terms of its approach to democracy. And if you were a Fine Gael or a Fianna Fáil backbencher, you're entitled and your mandate is entitled to be heard. And unlike people before profit who monopolise in many cases Taoiseach's questions, oral questions to ministers, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil backbenchers are locked out. And yesterday was about rebalancing that. Now,
okay,
what's wrong
so
with that?
If there really was a concern that backbenchers weren't getting enough time to ask questions of the Taoiseach, why cut Taoiseach's questions in half?
Because, very simply, Micheál Martin will be answerable to the Dáil more than any Prime Minister anywhere in the country, or anywhere in the European Union, when the new reforms come in, over 4 hours. His counterpart
He'll be less answerable than he's ever been.
Sorry. His counterpart in the United Kingdom will be answerable for 90 minutes. And this will allow, for the first time ever, and I actually don't understand why the media and some elements in the opposition are so afraid of government backbenchers being allowed allowed to represent their constituents in Dáil Éireann.
Patrick, nobody is saying government backbenchers can't represent their constituents in Dáil Éireann. And
that's exactly what you are saying.
There was 90 minutes of questions to the Taoiseach allocated before these changes came in. You've cut that to 45. Of those 45 minutes, government backbenchers could have represented their constituents in Dáil Éireann asking questions of the Taoiseach.
Actually, they can't to the same extent because there's a certain amount of that time allocated pro-rata to the groups that are already there, and government TDs, government backbench TDs, are not recognised as a group. So what's wrong with recognising government backbench TDs as a group? What's wrong with that?
Because there's meant to be clear division of responsibilities and roles in Dáil Éireann, whereby the opposition holds the government to account.
So you're saying that the mandate of a person who is elected as a Fianna Fáil TD for Galway is less than the mandate of a Sinn Féin TD elected?
I'm saying that's the
exactly
role
what
of the opposition during leaders' questions is to hold the government to account and ask questions of the government.
Well, actually, you're talking about leaders' questions now, which hasn't changed at all. Leaders' questions has not changed at all for the opposition. In fact, some of the opposition groups in leaders' questions will see their time increase. This is about 8 minutes on a Wednesday and a Thursday that we have drawn a situation
but it's
now
not,
where
that's, we've just gone through it. It's not just about 8 minutes. There's eight minutes for Michael Aaron and others to ask questions, but there's 45 minutes gone now, and Taoiseach's questions.
You're getting two things conflated. Leaders' questions is what this came down to. You're talking about 8 minutes, because this is what they all spoke about. Quote the set piece. Mary Lou MacDonald and Ivana Bacsik all talked about the set piece. In other words, the set piece was only for the opposition. Why is it that some people view their mandate as being more important than others? I just don't understand why my mandate would be viewed as less than those from the opposition. The people who voted for me are entitled to have their say in the Dáil.
And I think
the public service broadcaster would support that.
All right. So it's about television then, is it?
Well, actually, it's not from my perspective. The only people that mentioned set piece were Mary Lou MacDonald and Ivana Bacsik. So I can't understand why is it that we're having a situation where 60 TDs are basically cut out from everything that the opposition have monopolised. And the Labour Party, actually, which are the ones that most disappoint me.
It's back to the roles of opposition in government. It's back to the fact. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's back to the roles of opposition. If you let me finish the sentence.
It's not actually. It's about Parliament. And it's about the Oireachtas. And it's about my mandate. Right. And it's about the mandate of opposition.
Okay.
And it's about
Can
everybody
you tell me,
being treated fairly.
Was there a deal done on with Michael Lowry that he would get speaking time?
The Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have both answered that.
And what's the answer?
The answer is no.
There was no deal done. He had no verbal agreement with either Micheál Martin or Simon Harris or the government that he would get any of this.
The Taoiseach was asked this a number of times yesterday. He was actually never allowed to answer the question. But when he did answer the question under a hail of storm from people with their full outrage and their full anger, he made it very clear. So, like, what this has ultimately distilled down to is that some people want to monopolise the Dáil, even though they don't have a majority. Some people want to take my mandate and the mandate of my colleagues and reduce it to something that it's not. The people who voted for me and my colleagues that support the government have a right to have their voice
heard
in the Dáil.
And what do you think about the Taoiseach now won't be taking questions at all on a Wednesday, those 45 minutes gone?
The Taoiseach will be answerable to the Dáil for 4 hours a week.
Yeah, he'll be less answerable than he has ever been, isn't that correct?
The Taoiseach will be answerable to the Dáil for 4 hours a week. He'll be the most accountable Prime Minister of any Prime Minister in the European
Why
Union.
Make him less accountable by cutting those 45 minutes and then giving 8 minutes to members of government?
Well, it's actually not giving 8 minutes to government. It's not giving 8 minutes to government. It's giving 8 minutes to people who are at the moment cut out from
holding government supporting backbenchers.
Yes. who are at the moment having their mandate cut out in preference to those who decided for one reason or another that they didn't want to form a government. The first duty of any party is to form a government.
Confidence Minister has landed from Sinn Féin, and I could just give you the text of that. Before I finish,
we actually did something similar for the Labour Party in 2016 and they conveniently forgot about it after the election result in 2016. They got more time than they were eligible for, but they didn't say that yesterday.
The motion of confidence from Sinn Féin says that Dáil Éireann notes that the Ceann Comhairle no longer retains the confidence of all members of Dáil Éireann, sponsored by Mary Lou MacDonald, Ivana Bacsik, Kian O'Callaghan, Richard Boyd Barrett and Michael Collins. How can Verona Murphy continue on?
because she will have the support of the majority of the Dáil. We live in a democracy. A democracy is about, like, none of these people voted for her in the first instance, so I'm not surprised that they wouldn't have confidence in her. Every one of them didn't vote for her. So, like, I'm not surprised that they would be looking for the first opportunity to remove her. Like, who are you cutting?
Well, that's not the way it's worked in the past. Well, that is, it's not. Seanan Fáil, you're right. Ciarán Cóirle, he wasn't right. voted by that's the opposition, not, but he retained right. the confidence of the Dáil.
That's right. You're right. That's not the way it's worked. It has never been a situation where grown men stand up in a parliament yesterday, roaring and shouting, outdoing each other, pushing phones in people's faces. It was like a brawl there yesterday.
Can I ask you just on that point, what do you think about Michael Lowry, the fact that he gave two fingers to a member of the opposition yesterday, and then when he was asked about it the first time, he said he was asking Paul Murphy to sit down with his fingers. Then the second time, he said he was beckoning him with his two fingers to come over to his seat. And then today, the latest iteration is that the gesture was taken out of context and there was no malintent. And it might seem like a small thing, but he spent the last 24 hours really telling us all not to believe our own lying eyes.
Well, I'm not here to answer for Michael Lowry. I'm here
to speak
for Fine Gael.
He's a supporting member of government. You've done a deal with him.
I'm here to speak for Fine Gael, and Michael Lowry can speak for Michael Lowry. The Taoiseach and the Tánaiste to have both said this evening or this morning that you know, that they view his actions as unbecoming. It's
well,
up
what
to
about what he's done since, telling us not to believe what we saw?
That's a question for him. I'm not here to answer
and
for
him. And
do
you believe he's an appropriate partner to have done a deal with, even just looking at his actions over the last 24
hours? I'm not here to answer for Michael Lowry. I'm here to answer for Fine Gael. And I'm here to answer for my role in government and what I saw yesterday, having sat through what I would say was an assault on democracy yesterday. It was absolutely the pits.
I want to ask just another news minister. Today you announced an investment of almost €27 million in high performance funding. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so look, we've had a very good Olympic cycle. Everybody knows that the investment portfolio from the Department of Sport over the last number of years has been growing quite significantly in terms of local investment through the community sports partnerships through the large scale sports infrastructure funds, and today we had the €27 million into our elite athletes. So look, we know that the model that we have has produced very good results. A government agency through Sport Ireland with government investment, the campus in Abbottstown, and a policy that's now going to be renewed by myself and the department in the coming months, so preparing for LA 28 and all of the intervening activities that are going to be there, Europeans, Worlds and everything else. So look, we're in a very good place. And there's recognition, I think, from all of the national governing bodies that the investment that has been made is really proving to be positive, and we are getting results, and we want to continue in that vein.
Minister Patrick O'Donovan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Rose Conway-Walsh of Sinn Féin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
What's your reaction to what Patrick O'Donovan has been saying about the row?
Well, I think it really kind of shows the whole farce of the thing, and it shows as well that kind of the fundamental principle here is you cannot be in government and opposition at the same time. Now, I think Sarah rightly put it to Patrick O'Donovan, why would you cut Taoiseach's questions if you wanted more speaking time for the opposition? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
What about the mandate, the point that Patrick is making? What about the mandate of the 60 Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs? Surely they feel locked out.
They're not locked out in any sense of the word. They come in on Taoiseach's questions. They come in on many more other questions right across the Dáil. This would be, as was pointed out in the Dáil today, what they want is 100% of a time slot to be given to government TDs. Now, Nobody believes that the technical group will hold the government to account in leaders' questions. It's just laughable,
okay,
and it's making a mockery of the democratic process.
You may disagree with that, but this is how reform happens. There are proposals and motions, and you vote on them. What happened last night, it seems, yesterday, is that, according to the government side, the Taoiseach was shouted down, the Ciarán Cóirle was shouted down, there were claims of misogyny, and people found it intimidating. Do you accept that?
Because it was very clear in what the government came in to do yesterday and what Micheál Martin came in to do. It's clear to us that in the deal that has been done with Michael Lowry, two things have happened. He first implicated the office of the Ciarán Cóirle that was facilitated, and the other promise that was obviously made was that he would have speakers' rights at leaders.
I know, but I'm talking... we'll get to that, but I'm talking about the way it was handled by the opposition yesterday, and namely Sinn Féin. Do you accept that it could have been found to be intimidating by some members?
No, I don't accept that at all. I accept that there was no other way to do that other than to make our voices heard. We had to do that. We couldn't just sit there in our hands while stroke politics was written
but
all over the Dáil.
But you didn't let people speak, Rose Conway Walsh.
Well, people did speak yesterday. A lot of people spoke and people were listened to. But it was the whole thing was farcical,
Cormac. They were shouted down, though. Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, said he couldn't finish a sentence.
Well, he's well able to finish a sentence now. He doesn't need anybody to allow him to do that. But it was obvious from the gestures even that was going from the Chief Whip to the Cán Comhairle that this is what was agreed, pushed through the business. And that became clear to us.
Rejected out of hand, of course.
That became clear to us. I mean, we didn't even...
So why should she resign? Why should Verona Murphy resign? This is what you're calling for, or face a no-confidence motion with the wording of which we've just got. Why should she resign?
Because it was very clear yesterday that she wasn't impartial, she wasn't independent, and she wasn't fair.
How was
that
clear?
That's why her position is untenable. It was very clear in what she had set now to do. She facilitated the farce that happened yesterday. She facilitated the ramming through of the government motion. She didn't have a vote. Every Tuesday we have a vote on order of business. She did not call a vote on order of business. Then she went straight on to the amendment and not on the substantial motion. So the whole thing to me was just a complete nonsense. And the longer that this goes on, the more absurd it appears. And it goes back to the fundamental position. What they wanted to do was to keep this deal with Lowry.
Now, in terms of the procedure, I think it's her position, Verona Murphy, that she did adhere to the procedure and protocols yesterday. So you're asking her to stand down because she didn't adhere to the procedure and protocol on this issue. Is that it?
We are asking her to stand down because of what happened in the Dáil yesterday. She no longer retains the confidence of all members of the Dáil. This is absolutely unprecedented that the entire opposition sponsored this motion. We do not do this lightly. We do it because there's no other alternative.
The government side will probably win. What then?
What we have to do everything we possibly can to show that her position isn't tenable.
What does that mean,
though? Well, you know, it was obvious yesterday. The connection between the Cán Comhairle's office, between Michael Lowry, between the secret deal that was underpinning the coalition, that is obvious to people.
Yeah, that's your claim. I understand that. My point is, I'm putting myself in the shoes of people who are homeless or people who are waiting on a housing list or people who are on a hospital trolley or people who are facing the various crises that really need urgent attention here. And I'm trying to figure out how is this going to be resolved, right? So you're putting a confidence of no confidence motion. Let's say she wins because the government sides say they'll back her and they have the numbers. What then?
Our job is to hold the government to account, and that is what we are doing in this instance. We will use our private members' time next Tuesday to debate this motion. I have no doubt that there's members of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael who see this for what it is, who cannot come out and explain it in why you have a position where you want TDs to be in government and opposition at the same time.
Let me put this to you. Will you respect that vote? That result?
Obviously, we have to respect the Dáil, and we do that at all times.
So but you'll put up and shut up then. You'll allow her to do her work, will you?
We will hold the government to account and we will represent Irish people. The number of contacts that I've had, even from my own constituency in Mayo over the last 24 hours, people can see what's happening. Mm-hmm. People know, and you rightly say around the things that are really important as well. Democracy is important, but Sinn Féin have led the way. We have brought forward motions on housing, on health, on the Occupied Territories Bill, on special needs education, on driving test completions, all of those things that the government have voted down. But don't expect us to sit in the Dáil and to pretend that the TDs that are in government through thick and thin will then come forward and pretend somehow that they're putting questions and they're holding their own government.
I know, but the other
account.
Side of it is that Micheál Martin is saying that Sinn Féin's objective here is to create mayhem. And you heard Patrick O'Donovan saying that this was organised, this was choreographed, total opposition is what they're calling it. Was it coordinated? Was there a view to obstruct what happened in the Dáil yesterday so it couldn't proceed as normal?
No, we expected the government not to renege on their commitments, the commitments that were made by Hildegard Nocton in her role when she was chief whip on the 23rd of January, that the government accepted at that time that the delineation between government and opposition TDs was there. We expected them to do that yesterday. We expected them to have respect for the Dáil and to have respect for the Irish people. And we saw, okay. I mean, you saw with the gestures of Michael Lowry putting his two fingers up to the Irish people. I will not sit on my hands okay. or any other opposition
to you is this.
TD.
I appreciate it. My final question to you is this. If the government side and the Cáin Cóirle win this confidence motion next week, will you respect the authority of the office if she's in it?
We always respect the authority of the office. We will discuss with the other opposition leaders and the other opposition parties in what happens in that case. Okay. But for now, we made it absolutely clear we no longer retain confidence in the Cáin Cóirle, and that applies to all opposition parties.
Talking about Rose Conway Walsh, Mita Bicheslath.